the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACAGA, PALA, SLA, SLA, ACRRRMM, HA, DRA, LBA.
Opiates Anonymous?
I think that crashed.
Did it crash?
But in case it didn't, Opiates Anonymous.
They got loaded.
Or any of them other there guys.
Them there runs over there?
Yeah. Welcome to Recovery 101, where the magic's about to happen. My name's Bruce B., as always, with the Magic Maker.
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley's a little...
My voice is a little bit off and on.
She's got a little bit of an under-the-weather thing going on with her throat.
Oh.
Yeah, she's going. She's giving this.
She has Ricola, too. I've got Ricolas right there.
Okay.
She's got the kind of that sexy, husky thing going on.
The Kim Carnes sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kim Carnes, not so much
good
for me.
Good sound, though.
Yeah. Outstanding. We just had Bob the dog out here.
She's completely hyperspastic.
Yeah, she if Edward's dog looked like they were on crack, it's her. Because she is whacked. The only difference is she doesn't like peek out from inside the house, you know, wondering who's outside.
Yes, she does.
But she gets yappy, though.
Rip, rip, rip,
if she
rip,
was
rip,
really
rip,
a crack
rip,
addict dog, she wouldn't make any sound at all.
Yeah.
And she'd be looking at Weber going, shut the hell up. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, let's give
a frat out
to Shan.
Or a shout out to Fran.
Yes, exactly. A shout out to Fran, Bill, Sarah, and Robert today.
Shout out.
Let it all out.
Shelley comes in with one from the side.
An Australian study on alcohol has been linked to 2,600 cases of breast cancer.
What?
To drinking alcohol.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. In a study of over 12,000 women.
Now, wait a minute. Let me take a quick guess at something.
What?
A bunch of drunk guys gave breast exams to how many women?
No, that's not what it says.
Oh.
Over 12,000 women were studied, so that means 22% of them developed breast cancer due to their drinking.
How do they know it's due to their drinking?
They had them up against a control group, and they factor out various environmental issues versus hereditary issues and determine that that was the one over, you know, if they have a commonality among a whole group of women, and that's the only commonality.
How frequently were their breasts examined, and how do you get that job?
Yeah, that's what
say.
I'm saying. Yeah.
It doesn't say.
Okay.
There was a great... Of course, for me.
I have funding for this, so I need to examine your breasts every week.
There was a great video, of course, on YouTube I saw once, and it had these two kids in Canada, these two young guys, are like 13 years old,
uh-huh.
And they made a video, and it said, you know, we're here for Canadian breast cancer awareness, and they're like, ladies, we'd like to help out. So come by our house, and we're going to help you examine your breasts.
Well, all right, then.
Awesome!
We also have in the news our fabulous former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The governator. Let me guess, what did he do? Impregnate a maid?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah, that was 14 years ago.
We're just now reporting it?
We're a little slow.
Yeah, we're way slow.
Yeah, okay.
By the time the show goes up, it's going to be slow anyway.
Kid will be in college.
Yeah.
It's almost in college now. But so Maria Shriver and Governor Schwarzenegger have split up.
They've temporarily separated.
I don't know, after 20 years, and then he does this.
Well, he didn't do the did it 14 years ago.
Right, but still, that's kind of a big shock to get over. Your husband has a love child.
Love child.
Yeah, mistakes happen.
What was the...
What do you mean mistakes happen? It's called infidelity. It's not a mistake. You have to actually go out and do it. It doesn't just happen. It's not like you tripped and fell on the sidewalk.
You think Maria's been faithful for 20 years?
Well, yeah.
She has a Kennedy, you know.
Yeah, that's true. She has a Kennedy.
I'm sure she has.
You know, I got to imagine her side of the family is telling her now, sweetheart, you have to understand. If Uncle Ted were still around, he'd set her down straight.
Oh.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, if Uncle John was around, he'd set her straight.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying.
You know what? Arnold was trying to be a true Kennedy.
That's right. He wanted to prove he was worthy of the family name.
The only difference is he got the maid instead of Marilyn Monroe. What the hell's up with that?
Yeah, I saw a picture of that maid, and I'm thinking, huh?
Yeah, he got her 14 years ago, though.
Yeah.
That's true. I saw a recent picture of her with her kid.
14 years ago, I was much more worthy to be jumped onto.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Me three.
In Bangkok, Thailand.
One authorities. Night in Bangkok.
In the world, Joe Oyster.
Not much between despair and ecstasy.
Look at Shelley. Coming in from the right field with all kinds of...
I don't even
of,
know if those are the right words, though.
I'm not
but
so
nobody
sure
else does either,
that.
So you're okay.
Authorities at Thailand's international airport arrested a first-class passenger who is not named in the for smuggling two leopards, two panthers, a bear, and a monkey in his suitcases.
Live ones?
They
I'm
were
assuming
drugged.
A small bear.
Yeah, they were all infant animals, but he smuggled them all in his suitcases.
That's a special kind of stupid these days with all the terrorist stuff. You think they're X-raying suitcases. You know, can you imagine, like, the guard dog is smelling? Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah. There's something really funky in this one.
Excuse me, sir. Your suitcase is purring.
Yeah.
Or your suitcase is leaking if one of them had to go to the bathroom.
Well, can you imagine the drug-sniffing dogs are, like, smelling like a jaguar?
What was it, a jaguar? The dogs
panther?
Are going...
What was it?
And they sniff themselves and they
yeah.
keep going back and forth, so, you know, sniffing back and forth, going, this is familiar.
Yeah, what's up with this?
In Hernando County, Florida. Oh, sorry, my voice. There goes my voice again. A woman was arrested after deputies.
In Hernando County, what?
Oh.
Florida!
There you go, sorry. A woman was arrested for falling asleep, well, passing out, in the Burger King drive-thru Wednesday morning. She then woke up. When patrons in the restaurant noticed that she had fallen asleep in the drive-thru, tapped on the window, woke her up. She then pulled the car out of the parking lot and immediately rear-ended somebody. And her
should have let her sleep.
She had a Xanax pill in her purse, and her DUI, her BAC was over 2.2.
All right.
Over 0.2.
Oh. They should have let her sleep.
Maybe she was going to eat some sliders.
She should sue Burger King. For waking her up and making her drive.
Yeah.
It's their fault. It's all their fault.
Clearly.
All right, then. I like this next one.
Okay.
I like the last one.
In Salt Lake City, a woman is charged with a third-degree felony for allegedly asking an undercover officer to give her drugs in exchange for $2 and an Olive Garden salad in a to-go box. She told the officer that she wanted some cocaine, but she only had $2 and a salad.
Offered him a little lettuce.
Okay, now wait a minute, though.
What?
Did she get arrested?
Yes, she got arrested.
What was the charge? He didn't have any cocaine, he didn't give her any cocaine, and she wasn't able to purchase any cocaine.
One count of attempted possession or use of a controlled substance.
Attempted possession? And possession
of a drug paraphernalia. They found a pipe in her cigarette pack.
Well. Right.
Yeah, but attempted possession?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I thought possession was 9/10 of the law.
That'd be like if I went into the bank and I thought about robbing them. I was thinking about attempting possession, but I didn't.
Well, apparently in Florida, attempted possession is a crime.
Wow.
Utah.
Yeah, Utah.
In Utah? Oh, Salt Lake City. Yeah, whoops. Sorry.
There's a lot of things that are crimes in Utah that aren't in other places.
True.
There are some things that aren't a crime in Utah that are in other places, too, though.
That's true, too. Hey, I'll have three of those wives over there.
Yeah. Do you take these women to be your lawfully wedded wives?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a T-shirt that says Wasatch Beer. Bring one home for all the wives.
Wow.
Wasatch Brewing Company.
Is that a Mormon beer brewing company? No.
Yeah, it's in Utah. I got it at the Salt Lake City Airport.
I know, but do Mormons drink?
Apparently they brew.
Only in groups of one or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring one home for all the wives. In Osceo, or Okeo, or Okay, or O-C-O-E-E. There you go.
Ochi?
Florida?
Yes. A mother of three children, and she's the mother of the year candidate. A mother of three children was arrested for child neglect after police say she got drunk at a bar and passed out with a four-year-old in her lap at the bar.
She didn't leave him.
Sweet.
She left her 7-year-old and her 10-year-old home alone.
Oh, they were old. They're old enough to take care of themselves.
10 years old? Yeah, old enough to be alone.
Yeah. They should have been sleeping anyway.
Yeah, what time is it?
10:30 Thursday night.
Okay, that's right where they should be. Now, the 4-year-old in the bar, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, the 4-year-old wasn't drinking, was he?
No, not according to the story.
You know.
Was he shooting a few rounds of pool?
No, he was asleep darts. On her lap.
4-year-old was playing darts, kicking butt.
Yeah, it's using the drunk guy in the corner as a target.
That's it.
Awesome.
Just like back in the day.
Just like back in the day. Yeah. You okay there, Shell?
Yeah.
We're keeping fine. You up?
Yes. In Contra Costa County, California.
That was a copious amount of C's right there.
Yes, it was. There. This is kind of a complicated story.
Bruce is going to set the smoke detectors off with this cigar.
There are two officers of the Contra Costa Narcotics Enforcement have been accused of running a brothel. Apparently they rented an office space and used one of their the prostitutes that they'd busted on a previous sting as the madam and got her to bring in girls. They're out of
sounds
they're out of
workable.
Jobs now.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because they were running a brothel.
Well, where was it?
Contra Costa County, California.
Oh. See, if it had been in Nevada, it probably would have been okay. They could have got all the permits.
And they were narcotics enforcement officers, and there were drugs involved at some point in the story, it says.
Well, how do you think they attracted all the hookers? I wonder how much evidence came out of the evidence locker for this.
That's
hey, we
question.
Busted these guys with 4 kilos. The guy's like, wait, I had 8 kilos.
Yeah, but we have an enterprise start up here.
Yeah.
Nice job once again by Contra Costa County's finest.
Yeah, really. In Las Vegas, Nevada.
I think they call them Contra Costa County's funnest.
Yeah. Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, Nevada, they mark the end of an era this week as they close the Sahara Hotel, the last original Rat Pack Hotel. I can't do purple.
Awesome.
It's very sad.
That's
everyone from
outstanding
Elvis,
Foley skills there, Mark.
Everyone from Elvis Presley to Frank Sinatra and the Beatles have performed at the Sahara. I've actually stayed at the Sahara once as a kid.
Yeah, long time ago.
How long did you stay at the Sahara?
Long time ago. Because not really one to be staying at anymore.
Now in San Clemente, California, we have our heroes for the week. Two of them.
Call for Super Chicken.
Jonathan Ashton Aiken, he is not the hero, is being held on $100,000 bail after he broke into a 28-year-old woman's home and jumped on top of her in the bed. Her two young children were home at the time, and her 5-year-old began hitting him and distracting him. Well, and she was screaming. Her screams alerted the neighbor who came over and held the guy off long enough for the police to get there and taser him. So the five-year-old and the next-door neighbor, who happens to be a Marine, by the way, you should have seen the mugshot photo of this guy's face after the Marine got done with him.
Yeah, I'll bet.
The guy slipped and fell a few times.
Just a few.
I love the fact in the story that it says the Marine detained him. What did it say? How exactly did it say it?
Well, I read several versions of this story, and this one it doesn't say.
What does it say, though?
It just says a neighbor, an active Marine, ran to the home after hearing her screams.
But You said something like detained him until the police got there.
Oh, well,
the,
another
version
of
it said... You mean beat him senseless until the cops got there?
The guy fell down a few times.
Just a few. But I just love the five-year-old hitting the guy...
With what?
With his hands.
Oh. Wow.
Five-year-old wins.
Yep, he's got some cojones.
Was his name Chuck?
Don't start with the Chuck Norris crap.
It was Chuck's son.
It was.
Son of Chuck. They're going to make that into a movie?
All new facts.
I think there already is one. It was called Son of Chucky, though.
Lawmakers in Georgia have approved a system to track prescription drugs dispensed there, which could help put a dent in interstate pill trafficking that has fed drug abuse and overdose deaths in Kentucky.
So what are they going to do with it?
They will track who gets what drug, when, and who's prescribing it.
Don't they already do that?
Not.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. It depends on what state you're in, too. Some states don't.
Because I know here, every advertisement for every pharmacy is, we're going to let you know if you're, you know, a drug interaction with drugs you got at other pharmacies.
Right. I mean, that's in California. But, like, Georgia didn't have that system, so people in Kentucky were getting drugs from Georgia.
Georgia's system is a dude standing at the corner going, what do you need?
Pretty much. Well, it was fueling...
How much you got?
It was fueling the black market prescription drug trade in Kentucky. It's just like you used to could
go that way.
In a lot of states, you used to could buy. Good Lord,
you used to could
order drugs from pharmacies in Florida and have them shipped. And a lot of states cut that off.
I still think that's an awesome word, though.
What used to could?
Used to could go that way.
I remember
that when that was like three or four words put together, but they changed it to used to could.
And that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101. Clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Time for a topic.
What do we got?
Shelly?
Hey, Chuck, what are you... Never mind.
Hey, Chuck?
Never mind. There's a word that rhymes with that. But
oh. Hey, Chuck, what the duck?
Yeah.
Shelly? Oh, she's going into a yawn. Everyone? Everyone in Radio Land.
Deeply.
She's
oh my
yawning.
God! Oh my God!
See now, I'm stuck. Okay, Mark and the Peanut Gallery were able to hold off.
I would just also like to apologize to everybody for coughing right into the mic a little while ago. That was very bad etiquette.
Okay,
I didn't mean to.
Bad form.
So what's our topic?
Our topic is when to cut a sponsor loose.
Okay.
You go first.
When to cut a sponsor loose.
Yes, your own sponsor.
I've never cut a sponsor loose.
When to fire your sponsor.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit earlier. I guess the first time my sponsor would tell me to do something that's going to get me loaded. Because I've wanted to tell my sponsor to get lost in the past on occasion. Hey, there goes the studio phone. God is calling.
Wow, the volume is up really loud on that phone.
Yeah. God was calling. He's going to have a personal meeting with Mark after. Yeah, I can't think of a reason really besides that to get rid of a sponsor because, I don't know, I've felt at times that I didn't want to do what my sponsor said, but it wasn't getting me loaded, and it seemed like it would have a benefit. So I might have wanted to get rid of them, but that wouldn't have really been a good reason.
I've had the same sponsor for 26 years, but I can think of a couple reasons to get rid of your sponsor. If your sponsor relapses, you should probably get rid of them.
You know what? That almost sounds like a bunch of redneck jokes.
Uh-huh.
If your sponsor uses, you just might want to get rid of him.
Yep. If your sponsor sleeps with your significant other.
If your sponsor sleeps with your sister, I mean your significant other, you might want to get a new one.
Yeah. So.
Brother.
Yeah, so we have get rid of your sponsor jokes now, huh?
Shelly?
Yes.
You ask the question. What do you think?
If you call your sponsor and say you're going to get loaded and they don't call you back for 2 days, it's time for a new sponsor.
Yeah, okay. Did you get loaded in that 2 days?
Yes, I did.
Then, you know what? It's time for a new sponsor.
Well, I didn't really get loaded. I had a drink and then mm-hmm. I threw up, so I blew my sobriety anyway.
Yeah, did you try talking to anybody else in the program? I'm just wondering, because sometimes, you know, speaking to others is helpful.
Yes, it is. But, I mean, honestly, if you had a sponsor that called you and said that they were about to drink, wouldn't you call them back?
Depends on where I was and what I was doing, if I
for
even had access to the phone. Maybe they went somewhere for the weekend and forgot their phone. I don't know. But if I'm the sponsee, I might think about talking to somebody else who's available at the moment.
Yes, that would have been a good move on my part. I should have done that too. But, you know, I picked this sponsor that was geographically undesirable.
Okay. Yes, you did. On purpose, right?
Yeah. Because I didn't want to have to do a lot of work.
Let's go over the criteria real quick for picking a sponsor.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know.
I want a sponsor that has what they want.
Has what they want?
Yes.
Not that has what you want?
If they're happy with who they are and they're comfortable in their own skin and they seem to be serene, that's what I want. So if they're happy with what they have, in other words, they're happy mm-hmm. with their own program.
Why would anybody ever pick me to be a sponsor then? If serene is one of the criteria.
Well, I'm just saying that's my opinion.
Okay.
Well, you never know. My criteria of the first couple times I picked sponsors was, hey, I need a sponsor so I can go out on pass. Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, isn't there something just wrong with that?
I just asked like five guys at a room until one of them said yes. They'd say, where are you at? I said, Impact House. They said, yeah, not so much.
Yeah, I had somebody ask me a sponsor one time that was at a house, and I told them sure, and they called me the next day and wanted like my name and address and social and date of birth and mother's maiden name and
bank account number.
Yeah, I just went and emptied out my account and gave them the money.
Four number PIN.
So no, you know, I mean, they wanted my name, address, social, and I was like, I don't think so.
So Shelly, what would your criteria be for a sponsor?
I just said.
That's it. That's all it would take?
I think it's a good idea to
pick
a sponsor.
They're just happy with themselves? I could find loadies like that.
I think it's a good idea to pick a sponsor that you can relate to.
Yep.
That you hear something that grabs you.
Yep.
You know.
Well, they have to have worked the steps. That would be nice.
That's not a bad criteria.
Yeah. Not a necessity, but it's a good criteria.
I've always heard people say, I've got a sponsor who's got a sponsor who's got a sponsor. And I'm thinking, my sponsor, not that young anymore. You know, my sponsor has probably outlived most of his sponsors. And I'm thinking, there's got to come a time when it's difficult to find a sponsor as a sponsor that has a sponsor when, say, your sponsor's like 85 years old.
He gets some guy who's 26.
Yeah.
Who's got like 3 years.
Yep.
He gets some girl who's like 26 that's new.
There you go. That's perfect. What other criteria do you think, Mark?
And I mean, I don't know. I think I said it, you know, just somebody you can relate to. Somebody who says something that catches you, somebody who's worked the steps. Guys with guys, women with women.
You know, and that's another almost topic generator right there, because I don't know about you guys, but back in the day, that was seriously frowned upon, and now I'm hearing about it, like, fairly often.
Yeah.
Like, somehow, alcoholic guys aren't dogs anymore, or, you know what I mean? It's like, I hear it fairly often that men are sponsoring women and women are sponsoring men, and I'm thinking, when did that become okay?
I read an article on the Boozy News once about these guys that were sponsoring women in this particular group of people in the, you know, this one group of meetings.
Yeah.
Regularly, and it was usually older guys sponsoring younger
women.
Well,
and the women
were
supposed to sleep with them, right?
Yeah, and the older guys were sponsoring younger women.
Where was that again?
I've forgotten now.
Can we look that up and let Mark and I know?
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
No, thanks.
Yeah, right.
No, thanks. There's certain things that just, no.
Yeah, course, now, it would be something that would be quickly pointed out that there's nothing in any of the literature, anything, anywhere that says anything against that. But it's kind of the whole decades and decades of, the program experience.
Yeah.
It's kind of like there's nothing written anywhere about no dating in your first year either. But decades and decades of program experience says that's a bad idea. It's not written anywhere. It's not documented. Mm-hmm. I don't think they ran any tests. Boy, Shelly is just ready to saw a log.
Yep.
I just don't feel good
today.
She's
fading.
Yeah, she's a little bit sick today. And her yawny
is
making me
we're all catching
damn
it.
Yawn. So, Shelly.
Yes.
We've gone through, now we know why to dump a sponsor, we know why to get a sponsor. Why should you keep a sponsor?
Well, I keep my sponsor because she hasn't steered me wrong yet.
So kind of the same reason why you wouldn't fire her.
Yeah, I mean, we get along okay, and we have some things in common, and, you know, I've run through the steps with her. So it doesn't seem like there would be any benefit to changing sponsors. You know, don't change horses midstream.
You hear that? She ran through the steps with them.
Well,
not like me. I crawled. I crawled through the steps with my first sponsor.
Well, we ran through them now once. Now we're running. We're crawling through them the second
through?
Time. Yeah.
Oh God, you kill me. Jeez.
I didn't even yawn that time.
I know it was a residual yawn. Mark?
Yes?
You have any final words on any of these three things? I think why you keep them is the same reason why you don't fire them. But.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to talk about why you fire a sponsor because I don't have any experience in the matter.
So why have you kept your sponsor all these years?
Because I have all these years. So he must have done something right.
I know the answer he usually gives to that.
Yeah. I will continue to follow my sponsor's direction until he tells me to do something that gets me loaded.
Yes.
Not that I think will get me loaded. Not that could get me loaded. It has to get me loaded.
Yeah.
And he's never done that.
Because there's a lot of things that could get you loaded.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things I could think would get me loaded.
Yeah.
Although not so much anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a whole lot out there left.
No. No. So, Shelly, what would your final words on the subject be?
Well, first of all, pick a sponsor that's geographically desirable.
Okay.
Because that worked for me. The first one didn't work for me so much. Take direction, because the sponsor is only as good as the use you make of them. If you never call them, and you don't take any direction, you don't do what you're told, you don't run things past them first, and then you say they're a crappy sponsor. Well, that's not really them. It's you.
Ooh. I'd say get a sponsor who's available, as in one who has time for you, especially if you're new, because newcomers tend to eat up a lot of time. And, you know, you want someone that not only can you get a hold of them, but they have time to spend with you. It's like, right now I'm lucky. I've got a bunch of guys that are doing everything I tell them, and they're all running through the steps, and a couple of them just got had birthdays. And most of the people I work with right now are just clipping right along. But I'm also in a position where I have some time to work with these guys because the job I have allows me to hang out. And they are come and hang out. And so that's been beneficial to me. But I think it's important to get a sponsor. I got to throw this in here because I almost forgot about it. My ex once got a sponsor who she had to fire. And I forgot about this when we were talking about it. Her sponsor had no problems telling her that her sponsees usually bring her gifts. And I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah, my sponsees usually bring me gifts.
Nordstrom's, you know.
And I told my ex, I'm like, you need a new sponsor. I have never, ever heard a sponsor say that before. And I said, your sponsor's got a lot of nice jewelry.
Don't say that in the air. My sponsees will quit bringing me gifts.
Yeah, perfect. That's awesome.
One thing I got to say, though. Your sobriety should never be more important to your sponsor than it is to you.
Say that again?
Your sobriety should never be more important to your sponsor than it is to you.
Oh, clearly. So. Clearly. Shelly, who are our friends online?
That would be the Rubes at TheRubes.com.
.com!
An online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile, meet people in the A of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our That's embedded us. Player while you search the site, and it's all free.
Wow. Whew. I have a new nickname for Shelly this week.
What?
Miss Monotone. I have a...
She was just trying to get through it.
Sorry, I was just trying to... My throat really hurts.
Her throat hurts.
Her throat?
Her throat hurts. She has a frog in her throat.
You know what?
What?
Folks.
Don't.
YouTube.
Don't.
You got to look up...
Oh.
Monkey rapes frog orally. Now, doesn't have a frog in his throat.
Let me assure you, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, people are going to do it. It was pretty funny. I thought it was. Mark, do we have any friends back east?
We do, in the city of brotherly love.
Bromance.
We've got Bruce.
The other white meat.
At the 12-Step Gazette. 12stepgazette.com.
.com. You can. I tried to hold that long enough so Shelly could come in.
No, she ain't coming in. She's yawning. You can go to 12stepgazette.com, or better yet, you can go to recovery101.net,
yes.
And you can go click on the banner for 12-Step Gazette.
And
you can go to their you can go to their site, you can read their fine publication, you can read it online, you can get it emailed to you, you can get the subscription prescription.
Sweet.
And have it sent to you via postal service.
Sweet.
If you are interested, and you should be interested... Matter of fact, people should be jumping on this. They should be out of areas by now.
I'm really surprised they're not.
You can get a franchise of the 12-Step Gazette. Contact Bruce and let him know that you're interested. He will give you all the information and will set you up to be able to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your own little corner of the world.
Sweet. We have email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com.
.com.
Recovery101radio@gmail.com.
.com.
Recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
.com.
Or you can join our crack sales staff or buy advertising on this crack station.
Or you can join advertising and buy crack.
Yeah. By emailing recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
.com.
Sweet. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
Sweet. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
A.J.'s Cleed.
Sweet. Which one?
Well, my favorite is I like to put it in there. Spoonful of Jesus.
Okay.
Helps medicine go down.
Yes, it does.
The spoonful of Jesus makes the medicine go down. The medicine go down.
Okay.
In a most delightful way.
Yay.
Wow, sounds better with Mary Poppins doing it. But hey, everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
lonesome highway till this pain's gone. Then he'll pick up the favorite bottle. He's gonna filter through his favorite spoon. He's gonna have a private conversation with God real soon.
They're gonna have a private conversation with Jesus soon.